We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Chesterton Art Center, Hannah Hammond Hagman, who's the Executive Director President, is going to be telling us about some new works coming up in January and some exhibitions that are currently running there. Hannah, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Esther. It's beautiful to start this new year with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and telling us about the exciting things going on at the Art Center.
Oh my gosh, there's so much happening in early 2023. We are packed to the gills. Our member exhibit, our annual Chesterton Art Center members exhibit, will actually be closing January 12th. So there's still time to come in and see all of that. Amazing work. 77 artists are participating in this beautiful members exhibit. And then we are opening a new exhibit on the 17th of January. It's a new partnership with the Indiana Dunes National Park. So it's going to be called Sense of Place. And it's a survey exhibit of works that were created from artists in residence at the park. They have an artist in residence program that's been happening, I think, since the late 90s. So for about 25 years, visiting artists have been invited to spend time at the park and produce works. And then part of that is that they then give a piece that was created to the park. So we've curated this exhibit from that collection. And it's a wonderful, about 40 pieces will be in. And it will also be an unveiling of the 2021 and the 2022 artists in residence. So there'll be works that were created in the park that haven't been shown publicly before. So it's a great new partnership with the Indiana Dunes Park, and it's generously funded by friends of the Indiana Dunes as well. So we're really excited to have that.
Reception, Hannah, will some of the artists be there? And yes. Will some be traveling from other places?
Yes, we are anticipating that. And the reception is January 21st. It's a Saturday from 10 to noon. And there will, of course, be the local artists who are will be invited and attending.
I noticed my good friend Larry Jensen's name on that.
Yes. And Lynn Buckmaster is local, and she'll be joining us. She's actually in the members show as well. So we'll get to spend even more time with her. But yeah, there's some familiar names, you know, for those of us that are kind of, you know, in the region. And then some folks from maybe further afield that will be traveling to visit us as well. But yeah, it's the first time that we've hosted this exhibit, and it's a great new partnership with the park that we're thrilled to have.
Do you think that's going to be an ongoing exhibit for the Art Center?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
No, I think so.
I think so. I mean, certainly, you know, we're thrilled to be unveiling the artists from this year, from 2022 and previous too. I think it's going to be wonderful. And we, you know, we got to choose the works. So it, like I said, it's a survey. So some of the works go back to the late 90s. So there's some pieces from 98 and 99 all the way up to just, you know, this most recent year. And so there's a lot of mixed media works too. It's not all just painting. So yeah, there's some acrylics and photographs and encaustics. No, they're really beautiful pieces. So I hope people will come out and enjoy that.
And the reception is on the 21st.
It opens the 17th. It'll run through March 1st. So there's time to come see the show. And there is a reception on January 21st from 10 to noon that's always open to the public and free to attend.
That's great. So what other things do you have on the calendar with classes and everything else?
So we always have classes, our beautiful classes, stained glass, ceramics, our after-school art program for kids and young artists is continuing. A couple new classes on the horizon are an animation class for kids, an acrylic fundamentals class, acrylic painting is coming up, as well as a new class called Drawing to Painting. It'll lead artists from charcoal sketches into acrylic canvas work. So that's all happening, and class information is always on our website. And of course, scholarships are available for any student artist of any age, you know, to take advantage of classes here at the center. We have a family art day coming up on Saturday, February 25th. That's a free open house event for kids and their favorite grownups to pop in and spend time in our galleries. And of course, this exhibit, the Sense of Place exhibit, will be up. So we get to talk about some of the works in the galleries and then make some art together in our classrooms. And again, that's free and open to the public. Information about that is on our website as well, chestertonart.org. And then also in the new year, look for a really exciting temporary public art project with our Teen Arts Group artists.
Tell us about the Teen Arts Group. Just expand on that, please.
Yeah. So the Teen Arts Group is a free program for passionate teen artists. Currently, we serve kids from 5 regional schools. They meet here at the center and they get involved in workshops with other professional artists and exhibitions that are held locally. But in this case, too, there's a really exciting opportunity to build a collaborative temporary public art piece here at a park close to downtown Chesterton. So that'll be an ongoing project into the spring. Any interested kid is welcome. And again, more information about that is on our website.
Do the applications open up for the art festival?
January 1st. Esther, I'm so glad you mentioned it. Yes. So January 1st, the applications for the Chesterton Art Fair opened up through Zapplication. So any information for any artist that's interested is on zapplication.org or also on our website, chestertonart.org, and you can link to Zap from there. But we're really excited to be bringing in the 64th year of the Chesterton Art Fair. Wow. And it's hard to think that it's time to start thinking about that, but it is. Warmer days are coming.
Well, we have just about a minute left. Also, maybe tell us about some of the outreach programs that the Chesterton Art Center does.
Yeah. So we've been, last year we launched a new outreach program in partnership with the Doolin Boys and Girls Club to be serving their kids with weekly visual arts instruction. And this past school year, we are thrilled that that's been expanded to include five elementary school sites that are served by the Doolin YMCA. So with school back in session in the new year, you know, those kids will get ready to make some art with us every week.
Excellent. Well, you can find out more information, of course, at chestertonart.org. And the exhibition opens January 17th through March 1st. Reception's on January 21st. And you can find out more information there. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.